Yo, what is going on, guys? It is a JVL podcast. Dre and I are back again with another podcast episode. We were a little behind, but a lot of stuff has happened recently. Dre was a little under the weather, so we kind of just lacked a little bit, and a lot of other stuff happened. But now we back, and there's a lot for us to cover. A lot that made me very mentally unwell. Anyways, but I'll be all right. I'm good now.
I was gone, but I'm back like I never left.
Oh, say it out one more time. Sorry, guys. If this camera just turns off out of nowhere, it's because we've been trying to figure this out the whole time. But, you know, just bear with us.
The camera's acting like me the past 2 weeks. I was messing up. Now the camera messing up.
What I was saying. But what were you saying before that happened?
No, I said I was gone, but I'm back like I never left.
There you go. All right, so we're going to start off with one of the biggest trades that shocked the whole world, not just the NBA players, not just other NBA players, but even some NFL players were as shocked as we were. And if you guys didn't know already, based on what I just said, pretty much the Lakers traded AD, Max Christie, and our number one 2029 draft pick. For us to get Luka, Maxi Kleber, and Markieff Morris. So that has shocked everyone in the world, and I was shocked, and I didn't think it was real. I thought Shams was hacked. A lot of people thought Shams was hacked. We thought Shams got his phone stolen. Yada, yada. But how did you feel about that, Dre, when it first got announced?
The Lakers finessed Dallas. They hit him with the bamboozle. Ain't no way out. The crazy part is that Dallas went to the Lakers with the trade. That was the crazy part. Yeah. And for them to come out and publicly call Luka fat is just crazy.
That is insane work, man.
They would have came out and said that his condition and the fact that he was going up to 270, they couldn't trust him. And then they traded him to the Lakers for somebody with bad knees. Like, AD is cool. AD is cool, but I wouldn't have traded no Luka for no AD.
Yeah, man, it's injuries. It was still a crazy thing. It honestly messed me up a little bit because I already, within that same week, y'all already lost KP. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. But for now, we want to talk about this crazy trade that blew everyone's mind. Like, I was shocked. I genuinely thought that Shams was hacked. And when I went on Twitter, because, you know, that's where I got all my updates, I seen everyone was like, what? Like, that's not real. Like, there's no way that this is possible because, you know, oh, who would have thought? And at that, what was really messed up about that whole trade thing is that none of the players knew it was going to happen at all. Like,
because Nick did that on the law.
Yeah, exactly. Like, AD had no idea. Max had no idea. Luka had no idea, and he didn't want to leave. Like, all the players had no idea, and I think just the GM, like, not even the coaches had any idea what was going to happen. Like, JJ didn't know, Jason didn't know. Like, it was just, like, a crazy blockbuster trade that no one really expected, which sucks, which I think was pretty cold-hearted to me. But, I mean, people say, it's business. Everyone gets it. I mean, I got it, but, you know, it was just messed up at the fact that, you know, none of the players really had no idea it was going to happen.
Right.
Exactly. And all AD really wanted, and what he told people and what he told interviewers, is that he just wanted another center so he could play the four. But instead, he got traded.
And they sent him somewhere where he can get a center. They sent him to Dallas. They said, hey, go, Pippen.
Yep.
Go do your thing for Mark Cuban.
Yep, send him somewhere no one expected. I mean, obviously, a lot of people were processing it. Even I was still processing it. I still think it's, I mean, I'm over it now. I'm just, like, flabbergasted and just shocked because Luka Doncic is literally on my team right now. like, what? Like, we have a solid team, but I feel like this is what my friend told me about the trade is that I think – they just want it. They're not doing things the way LeBron wants to do it. They're doing it for the franchise, like 10 years into the future type thing. Like when LeBron leaves, Luka will be the new franchise player on the Lakers. But I mean, It's crazy, man. It was insane. I didn't even know how I felt about that. I was just like, there's no way that's happening right now. Like, it was just all like, I was like, dang. I was gone. And then like, sometimes I'm gone. I was literally gone one day. I'm on my phone just chilling. And I don't know where I get a notification that AD got moved to Mavs. I was like, what? I was like, there's no way this is happening right now, man. Like, there's no way. But, you know, yeah.
I feel like the trade went the way it did because it was rushed. It literally was like no thought put into it. Like they went to the Lakers, they offered Luka, and with no questions asked, they gave us AD, which makes sense because you have a franchise player you can build around. Because Luka's only 25, and his conditioning should not have been a problem. This dude talking about he's getting upwards to 270. But he's averaging 28, 8, and 8.
Exactly. That's why it made no sense. Like, why are people just saying all this stuff about Luka, which ain't even true? He's still young, and he can still do that.
And I'm like, and then y'all talking about his conditioning. Nikola Jokic just has the same conditioning as Luka. He moves slow too, but he still averages a triple double.
Exactly. Players just condition differently, but I mean, I guess they wanted him to go to a franchise where they got someone that can help him with his conditioning. Like, cause we got LeBron over there, and LeBron, you know how much LeBron spends on his old body. Was it like a good, what, 15 million? Maybe even more. It's a lot.
No, he spends he's been close to like 3 million a year.
3 million a year? Yeah.
On conditioning.
See, so I guess they wanted some like, wanted him to go to LeBron so LeBron could teach him the way he conditions, I guess. I mean,
well, they could have did that during the offseason.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what? But I mean, I guess they just said, you know what? Just, you know, just straight him. But you know what else I think happened? And I've heard, at least from what my friend has told me, we were talking about it. And I guess, Luka was going to get, I think he had like a year or two left on that contract. I think he was going to pay him like what, a quarter, like 300 something million.
Oh, yeah. They didn't want to pay him the 365.
Yeah, they didn't want to pay him 365 million. So they said, you know what, go ahead, go to Lakers.
But he's literally our franchise player. Like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when I heard that,
AD's not going to change that.
Oh, AD, like, you cut your camera off.
Sorry. I said, AD's not going to change that. I like AD since he was in Kentucky, but he's not Luka.
That's true. That is true.
He can be Luka sometimes, but he ain't Luka all the time.
Nah, he's not. AD is
not. He ain't on the court all the time.
Nah, he's not. His injuries, man.
He just debuted today and got injured on a non-contact injury.
I know, right? It was like a lower body injury. I think he like had like 26 points for his debut. He had like 26 points and I think it was something else for his debut. Just for him to get a non-contact injury, so the lower body injury, and now he ended up not playing the rest of the game. But I mean, he still put up numbers, which is great. But I mean, this has to be, if there's a way for, like, I feel like AD is so a good player, man. AD is a GOAT. Okay, well, he is a GOAT. But he's a really good player. When we lost AD, we lost our, like, highest scorer and defender on our team. So, I mean, it sucked, but, I mean, his injuries, man. Like, if AD can find ways to keep himself healthy over in Dallas, he'll be good. But it all just depends to me. But I mean, AD, I feel like even if he comes off injury, he'll still have a good game. But I mean, injuries just suck, man. Even I know that from experience.
I just feel like there's certain pieces that should have been involved in the trade that wasn't. Like, if you're going to trade AD to Dallas, you should have tried to get like Daniel Gafford or PJ Washington, not Max Kleber. Like,
yeah, right, exactly.
Why would that be the move? Or if you was Dallas, Why would you go for Max Christie when you could have got Darden Connect?
Exactly. Exactly. Could have got DK, but you know.
I'm like, they came to me with Luka, y'all check. You want to send me Luka? Yeah, I'm gonna need somebody to go with him. I'm gonna need that PJ Washington. Since y'all taking AD, I need PJ.
Right, exactly. But we didn't even get that. But I mean, I guess, I don't know. However, I guess the GM just wanted that trade. I mean, we got Markieff Morris. He was a part of our championship team. So I guess part of the reason can be putting Markieff back on the Lakers. Because he did win a championship with us. I didn't know he was still in the
league. Not even going to lie.
Honestly, I didn't either, man. I didn't either. I was shocked, to be honest. But I mean, he was a part of our championship team a few years back. So I mean, I guess that's probably why they wanted him on the Lakers again. Maybe get another ring. We'll see what happens. But I mean, it's still a shocking thing. And I'm still shocked at the fact that I have Luka Doncic on my team, which is still insane to me. Like, it's crazy seeing him, like, sitting on the bench. Well, with an
next
injury.
To LeBron.
Next to LeBron James, bro. I'm like, bro, that's insane to me. Like the game today, we won without them. But seeing Luka on that bench next to LeBron, I was like, this is crazy, man. Kind of bittersweet, but I still always miss AD and Max, which, you know, hey, I mean, it's a business at the end of the day. But since we're still on the Lakers, let's still talk about a trade that happened, but it just didn't go. Like, so a trade that recently happened, was supposed to happen, was Dalton Connect, Cam Reddish, and I think one of our draft picks. I don't remember to get Mark Williams from the Hornets. It was going to go through, but we found out recently today that it got canceled because Mark Williams didn't pass his physical, right? Because of his injuries.
Yeah. And the funny part, I feel bad for Connect. I really do. Because now you got to spend the rest of your season on a team that didn't even want you.
Exactly.
It was that fast. It was like, Mark Williams available? Yeah. All right, there you go, Connect. There you go. Like, right. What? I knew something was wrong with the Lakers when they came out and they said that Austin Reeves was the only person on the team that was untouchable.
I know. LeBron was available.
That's the bad part.
Yeah, that's
that was crazy. We knew he wasn't getting traded, but the fact that he was available.
I know, but Austin Reeves wasn't. I guess then that's insane to me. Sucks. And right when I figured out that Dalton was gonna get traded, I was upset because that's my rookie. Still my rookie now. I still got support for him. Like, I mean, I was going to support him when he went to the Hornets, but I mean, knowing that that happened and they just want to get rid of him like that, I'm like, dang, bro, what is going on here? But I'm glad he's back, and I'm kind of glad it got canceled. Hopefully, I'm pretty sure Donald was going to – I feel like Donald can prove to him that there shouldn't be a reason for him. They shouldn't have traded him, and they shouldn't have thought about trading him in the first place. But he's a good player. Right. He's a really good rookie. So, like, you're just going to get rid of Dalton? Like you know how he literally is an asset. Like what? And he's pretty good for a rookie.
Y'all going to waste y'all first-round draft pick like that. Y'all just drafted him in the first round.
First-round draft pick, and you want to trade him that quick because you need a
lottery pick number. And then y'all was like, nah, we don't want him.
That's insane to me. Honestly, I thought if they were to do another trade, it'd probably be like Rui or something like that.
Right.
I love Rui. He's a great player. But I was thinking if they were to do another trade, it'd probably be, and they needed like a center, they'd probably trade for like Rui and like someone else. But
they should have went and tried to get Steven Adams. He was available.
Honestly. That would have been so good.
Yusuf Nurkić was available.
Yep. I was going to say Bam, but I don't think Bam's available. Bam is not available at all. Huh? He's untouchable, ain't he?
No, nah, I don't think they traded him after they got with Jimmy Butler.
Yeah. That's true.
I think they're going to try to pair him up with Andrew Wiggins.
With who?
With Andrew Wiggins.
Oh,
that's who. Yeah. That's who they traded for. They traded for Andrew Wiggins. For.
Yes, that is also right. Back on, well, but we were just about to get to that. I'm so glad you brought that up. Since we are talking about the NBA trades recently, yes, they traded Jimmy to the Warriors for Andrew Wiggins. So I think it's a cool trade, honestly. I was just delusional at the point, though, when I found out that we lost AD. I'm like, you know, my delusional self. I was like, so that thing could happen at this point. Bam to the Lakers. We're like AR, Rui, and like Vandal. Before I found out that AR was untouchable. That was before. I didn't even know he was untouchable until you told me recently. I'm like, oh, dang.
Which is crazy because Jimmy Butler came out and said that he didn't want to go to Golden State. And then he told Golden State that he wasn't going to sign an extension with them if he did go. And right, then not only did he get traded to Golden State the same day he signed a 2-year extension with Golden State. I'm like, did he just finesse Golden State into giving him an extension that he wanted by telling him he wasn't going to sign it?
By telling him what? Sorry, this camera cut
off. He wasn't going to sign it? Like, how you going to say it? He said, I'm not going to sign an extension and then go there and then magically 2 years, $121 million right here. Oh, I'm signing that. There you go.
What I'm saying. Insane. Let's see. Are there any other crazy trades that happened in the NBA recently?
Oh, yeah. Kyle Kuzma got traded to Milwaukee for Chris Middleton. I feel like some of these trades is like finessing. Because why would you do Chris Middleton like that? You send him to Washington, and then Washington got rid of Jonas Valanciunas. I'm like, what? Now he got to go over there and play with Malcolm Brogdon, this Dempsey, and Jordan Poole.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I'm actually kind of happy for Kyle Kuzma, because I mean, when Kuz was on the Lakers, I mean, he's one of my favorite players back then. So I mean, I'm kind of glad that he's going to a place where he can really show off his game and can really just, you know, instead of having to carry the whole time, you know what I mean?
Right.
No respect to any of the players. It's just that I feel like Kuz deserves a little more than just having to carry a whole team for himself. So I'm glad he can really just show off more where in Milwaukee, which I feel like is a pretty good move. But like you said, some of the moves, I'm just like, bro, you just, you know, they just finessed, you know. There's been a lot of that happening. There's been a lot happening, to be honest. Like you said earlier, like the Lakers finesse type thing.
Now they got a franchise player for 10 years. And
exactly.
Dallas got to pay AD to sit on the bench.
Exactly. Which sucks. But I mean,
not the best way. AD cool, though.
We love AD. I love AD, bro. AD is a beast for real. AD, I feel like he'll be cool. I think I don't think this injury is as serious as the abdominal strain that he had recently. Just lower body. I feel like he could come off of it pretty quick and then be good and be able to make those numbers like he made in the Lakers. You know, so I mean,
yeah, at the most, he's probably gonna be out probably like a week because it was non-contact, so it had to be something that was like somewhat serious.
Yeah, at most. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Say that one more time. So the camera cut off one more time. It was weird, y'all.
No, I said he might be out for like a week because it was a non-contact, so it had to be something that was like serious. So it might be like a pulled groin or something.
Yeah.
With his history, you don't want to try to rush him back.
Nah, you don't. He had a lot of injuries a lot. Being on the Lakers, he dealt with a lot of injuries. So
he dealt with that in New Orleans.
Take care of him. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I remember that. Like, I feel like they just gotta give him some time to really, like, you know, AD is a good player, and I mean they would want him, but I'm pretty sure the Mavs are pretty good with that, can play even when AD's not playing. They just gotta be ready for AD to come back. What's up?
What's funny is I was talking to my cousin about the Luka trade, and I said that Dallas traded Luka because his conditioning. Yet, meanwhile, New Orleans is dealing with Zion and his conditioning and his injuries, and they kept him.
Yeah, and if y'all didn't catch it, he said that they're dealing with Zion and his injuries, right?
Yeah, like he be injured for like a minute. He be out indefinitely. His weight be going up and down. They had him sign it. They had him sign a contract where he got to be under 290. And they still working with him. Dallas was like, nah, we ain't about to do all that.
Nah, bro, not all that. That's true. Insane. These moves have been really crazy in the NBA recently. I was not expecting any of this stuff. Well, maybe some. Jimmy Butler, I knew he was going to leave. I just didn't think he was going to to Warriors because, like you said earlier, he said he didn't want to go to Golden State, yet he's there with a 21 million?
It was like 121 million, 2-year extension. Mm-hmm. But I feel like they got Jimmy Butler after KD told them no.
Oh, yeah, because there's people talking about KD going back and teaming up with Steph Curry again, but KD didn't want to go. KD just much rather go somewhere else. I don't think he got traded recently, has he?
No, I think he's good at Phoenix.
Phoenix? Yeah, I think he's good at Phoenix. I think he's cool in Phoenix. I don't think he needs to go anywhere else. He's been doing pretty good in Phoenix.
He doesn't have anything to prove.
Exactly. KD is just being KD, man. And he don't want to be, if he doesn't want to, he's not interested in going back to the Warriors, then, I mean, I leave it at that because he's doing pretty good out in Phoenix. So, I mean, KD just KD. That's all I'm going to say about KD because KD is a good player and he played really good. Just staying on the Phoenix. Feel me?
We thought once AD left, we thought LeBron was going to get traded to Golden State.
That's what a lot of rumors that were going around. People were talking about, I think around that time, they even talked about KD and LeBron going to Warriors to go play with Steph. Y'all had that. I mean, I'd be cool, but y'all already had that during the Olympics. And if y'all ain't seen that during the Olympics, then go ahead and rewatch it. I mean, they probably wanted to see them three team up again because of how they were in the Olympics. You know, the dynamic little trio right there. Contrary to the Avengers. They're great. I feel like if that were to happen, Golden State would be overkill. Honestly.
I feel like him going to Golden State would have made sense for him.
Yeah.
More than it would have made sense for the Lakers. Well, the Lakers could have got younger pieces from Golden State.
Yeah.
That would have worked with Luka. Because they're not rebuilding, but the Lakers are getting younger.
Yeah,
so picking up a Jonathan Kuminga or even getting Andrew Wiggins from LeBron James would have gave y'all a few extra pieces to go with Luka and AR Dalton and Bronny. Like it would have gave y'all that longevity. And plus, LeBron's going to probably be there. This is probably his last season or next year's last season. It would have made, he's 40. Yeah. I don't see him going past 42.
He at least got a year or two in the league.
So it might be this season and then next season. So I think it might be this season and then next year is going to be like his farewell tour.
Yeah, I feel like he wants to. I feel like he's gonna retire a Laker. And people were saying that AD was supposed to retire a Laker with Bron or like Bron, but I'm convinced LeBron is gonna retire a Laker. But yeah, no, that's what I've been telling myself. I'm like, I feel like one of my things about Bron. Is that I thought this would be his first, this would be his, my thing, it was like one of the two things. One thing is that he was, if they were to get a chip this year, he was going to retire after.
Right.
But if not, he was probably, only reason why I thought that is because I played 2K, and I know I was on the Lakers. Totally, I saw it. But I had LeBron on my team, our team, we won the chip, and then right after that next season, it said that LeBron retired. So that was just why I thought it. So that's why I'm saying and why I think if he wins a chip this year, he's going to retire. And if not, he's probably got another year or two, and then he's going to retire. But like you said, I agree with you on that. I think next season and next year is going to be his farewell tour, and then that's going to be like he's just going to retire that year, like after that season ends.
If it was me, I think what LeBron's going to do, I think he's going to play out this season,
mm-hmm.
and then next season have his farewell tour.
Yeah.
And then retire at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back the next season as a Cavalier and then retire with Cleveland. And then they hang his jersey up in the Raptors.
Oh, you think they're going to retire in Cav, a Cav?
That would be better.
Yeah, I can see that. I can also see that. I was thinking if he were to retire, he's either going to retire a Laker or he's going to retire a Cav. But what I've seen LeBron say, and like from like interviews, I guess some interviewed him, is that he would love to end his career here in the Lakers. So, I mean.
Because I know a lot of people do that.
Because
a lot of people do that. Like, they'll retire with a team, and then, like, they'll sign that one-day contract with their, like, their first team, and then they retire with that team. As, like, I think Paul Pierce did it. Kevin Garnett did it. He retired with Minnesota.
Yeah.
I think AI did it with Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's known to happen, and It would be crazy to see him retire as a Cavalier.
That would be crazy. That would be insane, to be honest. I don't know. I feel like either one would go either way. Either way, whether he retires a Laker or a Cav, I still support him no matter what he does. Honestly, I'm a LeBron fan. I mean, LeBron's a GOAT, man. He's like he made a lot of history. He like broke a lot of records. Like, sometimes this man just isn't human, and that's in the best way possible. Because you know, nothing could go. No, you know, can never say no. I mean, some people have some bad things to say about LeBron, but you can never go wrong with LeBron, at least in my opinion. But yeah, is there anything else you want to add before we move on to the next topic? See,
no,
all righty, okay. So, the next topic, guys, since we're talking about trades this whole episode and like moves and all that, WNBA free agency, all the trades, all the moves that has happened recently that made me very mentally unwell. one of the biggest things that has happened in the WNBA, and especially to like the Aces fans, is KP getting traded to the Sparks, which from what I've heard and what people have said, and especially what was said, it was her choice. She wanted to leave. And I understand why, because given the year she has had, it just wasn't really good for her mentally. So obviously when I found out that KP was getting traded to the Sparks, it was a three-team trade. It was, what was it, Aces, Seattle, and what was it? Oh, and the Sparks.
In the Sparks.
Yeah, so it was kind of bittersweet, but I was really hurt, and I'm going to keep it hot. I might have been crying or just sad the past, like, week when it just happened, when it happened. So I'm like, dang, I really lost KP. But it was a three-team trade. So the Aces traded KP for Jewel on the Seattle, and then I think Seattle got Lee Euro. I don't know how to say her name, but I think you guys might know who I'm talking about. But they traded her. I mean, it was a three-team trade like that, and I had a feeling she was gonna leave. I just didn't want to accept the fact that she was leaving, because I just have so much love for KP. So I mean, it hurt, and I just didn't want to believe that she was leaving. But I mean, it was a bittersweet thing because we got Jewel Loyd, the Gold Mamba, which is crazy. And I knew Jewel wanted to get out of Seattle, and she wanted to be with the Aces. So I mean, that was cool. And I mean, losing KP was like was really hard on a lot of us KP fans, a lot of us Aces fans, because I mean, she's a legend out here now. Like, and like this goodbye video that was posted on Instagram that they posted about it. I was like, dang, man, they're gonna make me cry again. I'm very emotionally attached to not just Ace, but also KP, because I mean, she has taught me like a lot about myself. I said it before. Taught me a lot about myself, about, you know, faith, and, you know, being a dog. I mean, it's cool. Like, I learned a lot from her, and she's the reason why I love the WNBA and the Ace as much as I do now. But I mean, it sucked, but I mean, it was bittersweet at the end of the day. We got a good player, and our team's looking pretty solid. How did you feel about KP leaving when she got traded?
I wouldn't say shocked, because I had a feeling that she was going to get traded anyway, which is weird because we talked about her possibly being traded for Jewel Lloyd.
But I thought she was going to go. Again?
I thought that she was possibly, we were talking about how she was going to possibly be traded for Jewel Lloyd when Jewel said that she wanted out of Seattle.
Yeah.
But I thought she was going to go to Seattle. I didn't think they were going to send her home to the Sparks.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, I felt like she was going to go to, like, I kind of wish she went to the Valkyries, but I mean, I don't know how that would have worked if he were to trade her to go to the Valks, but she was cool.
Right.
But it was honestly, like, I think everyone knows it was all just her idea and wanting to go to the Sparks, and she wanted to leave, so I mean, cannot blame her for wanting to stay here in Vegas, where she just didn't have a good like year that year, and she was just, I mean, she's going through a divorce. I wouldn't want to stay in a city where my ex-husband or wife would just be staying here with in my city while I'm here playing, or you know what I mean? Because that's pretty much what he did. He pretty much retired, and then of whatever, and after that he just came back while she was still out here, and you know, she'd probably just want to be away from him. And I mean, I don't blame her, and I feel like,
yeah, he had to retire. He was dealing with injuries. He was all the way messed up.
Right, exactly. But I mean, it was crazy. I was shocked, but then I thought about how, like, you know, I'm still gonna follow her wherever she goes, because I know, like I said before many times, and y'all can see behind me, I'm like a KP fan at the end of the day. So, I mean, wherever she goes, I'm following her through and through. But, I mean, it just sucked. But I can understand why she'd want to be more closer to home and just feel more grounded, because she's away from family out here. Although she loves it out here. She even said it herself. She loves Vegas. She loves the community. She loves, you know, her teammates that was out here. But, I mean, you're not. Her family really isn't around as much, so I'm pretty sure her choice of going back home. Oh well, she lives in San Diego, but you know, going back to SoCal and LA and just feeling more grounded with her actual family would be good for her. So, yeah, and also like I'm sure that she was. I mean, I'm sure she just wanted to wanted a fresh start, want to be able to lead a team. She's been a part of the Aces for 7 years. I'm pretty sure. Since she got drafted in 2017. So, I mean, she's made a lot of history here, and she's a legend out here. Everyone loves her. Everyone misses her. Vegas was in shambles. I cannot lie to you. I was even in shambles. I might have, like, fell to my knees and like, at work and just had a crash out. Like, I mean, you know, but, yeah. See, the more I talk about this, the more I'm just, like, going to get, like, dang. I don't want to make it all about KP, but, you know.
It makes sense on both sides, because she needed a fresh start.
Yeah.
The Sparks needed a point guard after missing out on getting Paige. So it just went hand in hand. It was like the perfect opportunity.
Yep, exactly. They definitely needed a point guard. Because, you know, especially because Aces already has so many guards. But, I mean, shoot. Becky was not lying when she said this group is not going to be the same this year. She was not
right.
She was not wrong, man. I was like, dang, like, this whole offseason WNBA-wise is, like, crazy. I'm excited for it to happen, though. I'm excited to see KP play again. And, it's going to hurt. I'm convinced. You're going to come with me to that game when the Sparks come out here, right, bro? You know, we're going to watch KP play. There's a plan. I mean, I'm probably low-key going to pull up in a KP jersey, even though she's not on the Aces, but, you know. I'm convinced
that... The Aces or the Sparks?
The Aces? I mean,
you know what? You know what'd be tight?
What?
If you got an Aces jersey and a Sparks jersey, and it had them cut it in half and sew it together.
That would be sick. I low key have a KB jersey. I have my black one, but I low key don't want to tear it in half. I have one other red one that is a little too big. Maybe that would be dope. That would be dope. I kind of, you know, that would be cool. That would be cool. But I feel like when she comes back home, back here on the 30th of May, Chet is going to have some type of welcome home party. And I'm pretty sure the fans out here are just going to show her so much love because she's very loved out here. A legend. And I can go on about it all I want, but, you know, that'll be too much. And that, and this will be a little bit, but I know. But y'all get my drift. But, yeah. Since we're talking about the WNBA, that was the biggest thing that I wanted to talk about because that was, like, the biggest thing that really affected a lot of people. But, yeah, I mean, shoot, what other moves has happened during the WNBA? Free agency and, you know, the trades and all that.
Brittany Griner went to Atlanta. Natasha Howard went to Indiana. Satu went to Phoenix, which I'm happy for.
I know you happy about it's, that.
Hey, yo, this season is about to be fun to watch. I'm not even gonna lie. Like
honestly, bro, it's gonna be very competitive.
With all the moves and the lineups being changed, it's gonna be a fun season. Just in general.
Honestly, man, I'm really excited. I mean, I'm probably going to be like a little upset throughout everything because, you know, if y'all didn't know, the moves that happened and the trades, on top of my head, I know another one that really affected, you know, Aces fans and, you know, us mentally was Sydney signing with the Fever, which is crazy. Like with Indiana, like no one expected that. Like I didn't think she signed a 1-year contract with Indiana. Everyone was so sad. that was another thing. I remember I was crashing out too. Like I was like, dang, man, really? Sin too. Like I didn't even expect that. And another thing that kind of shocked me is I was shocked. Another thing that just caught me by surprise is Tip going to signing to the Valkyries. I was caught that by surprise a little bit, but I did at first, only because before that even happened, Tip did say if she were to come back, she'll come back to the Aces. But since with Unrivaled and since she got Sixth Player of the Year, I think her salary had went up, so she had meetings. She had meetings with other teams, and when I saw that, I was a little upset. I was like, what, Tip? I thought we were locked in, you know, type thing.
Yeah, her stock went up since Unrivaled. Yeah,
since Unrivaled. Yeah, I know she's playing good over there. I'm like, dang, Tip. So, I mean, that'd be great on the Aces. But once I found out that she was going to other meetings, my thing so I could mentally prepare myself. Is if she were to leave the Aces, I'd want her to be at Valkyries, which is exactly what happened because y'all didn't know Valkyries was my second favorite team. And I'm also glad that Tip gets to play with Kate again. You know, they got a veteran on the team. You know, I mean, Valks are pretty good, man. They got when they picked up Tip, I was like, yo, this whole, like, I mean, all these moves that had happened, like, this offseason, bro. It was shocking. It was hurting some people, and like some people were happy, some people were sad about everything that happened. But you know, seeing all of the different moves, like I was like, "Yo, I'm actually really excited for the season to start. It's gonna be so competitive. It's gonna be so fun to watch. Like, woo! Like it's crazy. Like,
I feel bad for Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean Connecticut, they lost like everyone, bro, huh?
Everybody left.
Everyone Alyssa, left.
Alyssa Thomas went to Phoenix. Dewana Bonner left and went to Indiana.
Oh, she went to Indiana. Seattle.
Yeah, she went to Indiana.
Oh, shoot. Everyone want to go to Indiana out of nowhere. But yeah. Oh, Alyssa was on the Fever. So she did leave.
Alyssa was with
Alyssa Thomas. Alyssa Thomas. I didn't even know Alyssa. That I'm thinking of DeGene and
DeGene. Which is weird because everybody thought that they was going to stay together. But when she went to Phoenix, I was like, is DeWanna coming back to Phoenix? They was like, Indiana. I was like, okay.
Okay. This is going to it's gonna do it like that, right? Yeah, so AT, yeah.
I had a feeling she wasn't coming back to Phoenix.
Yeah, you had a feeling just, you know, just, you just something was telling you that.
So I think that like, she's not coming back to Phoenix.
Right. But yeah, Connecticut lost
her. But then it makes sense, though. She went to Indiana, so she get to play with Kelsey Mitchell, Aaliyah Bostic, and Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah, no, you're right. Who else happened? Who else left Connecticut? Oh, DeGene left Connecticut.
Yeah, she went to Dallas.
She went to Dallas. Who else left Connecticut? Marina Mabry. She actually doesn't want to be a part of the Suns, from what I've seen. She wants to get traded out, I think. Or she just wants to get out of the Suns. She doesn't want to stay there. And people are saying Marina to Aces. I was like,
hey, I ain't gonna lie. She's starting to turn to one of my favorite players, bro. The way she's been acting during Unrivaled, bro, like she be having me in tears.
Marina, man, every time I'm scrolling through my For You page and I see Marina's, I mean, there's some other stuff I saw. I'm like, oh, okay. Or like, for example, sometimes I'm scrolling through TikTok, my For You page, and there's like a KP sad edit or a Sydney Colson sad edit. I'm like, oh, bro, I need something else. I keep scrolling. In comes Marina's freaking video on TikTok. I'm like,
the fact like, that she's having so much fun over there is hilarious.
I know Marina has become one of my favorite players. She is so funny. And like I would see like all of her little TikToks. I'm like, she's like cooking with Mabry, or like, you know, she's having She's having a good time out there. I'm like, yo. And then people were like, someone had asked, Jazz asked on the Discord. She was asking, how would you guys feel about Marina coming to the Aces? And honestly, I don't want to be mad, to be honest. That would be a crazy pickup for us.
Right.
So, I mean, she's having a blast out there. So, it was just cool. What's so cool is that I just love seeing, you know, everyone behind the scenes with that. You know,
right?
And maybe that's why there's a bunch of these moves and trades happening, because of the free agents and stuff in Unrivaled, which is really good, by the way. If y'all haven't been tuning in, I've been tuning in. Week 3 is over, but we'll talk about that next time. But for right now, I do want to, that's insane. What other moves? Just other moves that happened in the WNBA. Oh, speaking of more moves, Nelissa is also on Dallas with DeGene, which I think is pretty cool. They made a whole little
That is about to look good too.
Dallas, have you been looking at all the? I've been looking at all the rosters recently. Besides, I mean, they've been looking a lot of them been looking good. Like Aces, I think we traded. The team's looking good. Let's talk about how the Aces are looking right now. Right now, the Aces, not gonna lie, man. As soon as we, like, I was like, yo. Like, as soon as we lost, like, oh, yeah, AC also is not on the Aces anymore, but, which hurt also. But I was looking at that.
She's about to go make a storm in Seattle.
That's what I was saying. I thought she was gonna retire. She's probably gonna do one more year there and then probably retire. And Seattle type thing. But, I mean, who knows? But I mean, the Aces, I mean, they're looking pretty solid. Honestly, like, as soon as I saw these moves, I was like, what are y'all doing? What's going on, man? Like, what y'all got going on? Like, I'm like, gang, like, we're doing all of this without a GM. And then recently, some of the recent players that we picked up and got with trades and pickups, we have Dana Evans. She got traded from Chicago for, I think, our two draft picks. Which ones? Are they like around two draft picks?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got drafted. I don't know who they are, but we got... What up?
No, I think it was... I think it was one first and one second. I'm thinking.
Yeah. Something like that. It was definitely like two of our draft picks for this season, which, I mean, I was like, man, you know, people were saying all this stuff about Dana, but I mean, I see now she played. I'm like, you know what? I look at little things. I'm like, you know what, Becky? I'm going to trust the process. So I'm trusting the process. And like recently, we just signed Tiffany Mitchell. We just signed Tiffany Mitchell, which is a good pickup. Honestly, we got Dana Evans from a trade, and we got Tiffany Mitchell because she signed. Queen re-signed as well, which is good. And I'm hoping Becky, please let her play, man. Like, that'd be great. Like, we got Queen re-signed, and, you know, I'm pretty sure we already knew, but Liz Kittley has signed a rookie contract. Was it like a rookie contract? Something like that. Yeah. She signed a rookie contract for us, so I'm excited for that. So, I mean, we got some bigs. Oh, we also signed Cheyenne Parker-Tyus, another big. I just remembered that. Yeah, I mean, we got some bigs. I'm about to look at the roster right now. Our roster is looking, I mean, I'm not going to lie, our roster is looking pretty good. Let me double check the roster. I was just talking about it earlier. So let's see. We got Queen. Queen has re-signed. We have Dana Evans. We know she got traded. Obviously, our regular, you know, Chelsea, Jackie, Asia, and Jewel, you know that. But I mean, yeah. So we got a few bigs. We got a lot of bigs. I mean, we got maybe like six bigs, and that's counting Asia. And we have maybe like five guards. I feel like we maybe need like another guard or something. I think we should be set. But at first, you know, they had me worried. I was worried. I cannot lie. I was like, well, what is going on? And then I saw all these moves happening. I'm like, okay. I just had to trust the process. You know what? And I did that. And then we got some good good players so far. What other moves have you noticed? And what other teams are you seeing that's going to get very far within that?
Other moves.
I know Dallas is looking pretty good. We just talked about that.
Oh, yeah. Dallas looking good. Atlanta's looking good. Phoenix is looking good.
Mm-hmm.
The Sparks is looking good.
Yeah, the Sparks are still going to be nasty, man.
Connecticut is struggling.
Connecticut is struggling.
Seattle's struggling.
Seattle is definitely struggling. I don't know what's going to happen with that.
But I feel like most of these people are like going into
going where?
I think most of these people are going to like rebuild mode.
Yeah.
Because once you lose, you're starting five. Ain't no coming back from that.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think
That's what happens when teams evolve.
Exactly.
Like your team get big and then you don't got that cap, people start leaving.
Exactly. It's just that's another problem with the WNBA. And I mean, that's not a bad thing. I'm like, our cap. It's just the cap, the salary cap. I mean, you just gotta be smart with the moves. So I feel like we have we're looking pretty good. Aces are looking pretty good. I don't think we're in rebuild. We just kind of lost like one of our star players, one of our main star players.
No, I wouldn't say the Aces are in rebuild.
The one thing I
don't understand about the WNBA is they have a minimum of players on the team and a maximum of players on the team. Yeah. Why the minimum is 11 and the maximum is 12?
I don't even know, man.
That's literally one person difference.
Yeah, exactly.
But in the NBA, you can have 15.
Right. I guess, I don't know. I feel like a WNBA could work on something with that.
Which is why it causes people to lose certain players, because you can't really hold on to that many people. You got the starting five, and then you got six other people you can hold on to.
Yeah, exactly.
And God forbid somebody gets injured.
Oh, I know. Injuries always suck, man. You get an injury on a team. If you have an injury on the team, it can mess up the team in the beginning. Like, for example, the Aces didn't have a good beginning because we didn't have Chelsea. Chelsea was injured. So, you know, the other guards had to step up. Like, KP had to step up. Jackie had to step up. Like, I mean, just to be in place for Chelsea because she was injured. So, we had a rough beginning of the season last season because of injuries. So, God forbid no injuries happen in any of these teams because, oof. And I know that Liz Kitley, I think she'd be good to play. From what everyone is telling me, that she's going to be good to play, I think, June, July. One of those two. So, like,
Month or
two after the beginning of the season. So, I mean, that should be good. I think we'll be good because we have enough. I'm actually pretty happy about the team. I mean, Asia got some backup now. Asia don't got to be, like, you know, stuck in the paint all the time. Being stuck. You know what I mean?
Right.
She was, you know, she got some help. I'm pretty sure that's what everyone wanted, Asia to get some help because, it's tough. It's tough out there. But,
As long as she don't turn to Joel Embiid, we good.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, man.
Ain't no way that man needs to be out there shoot all them threes.
Exactly. Yo. But I like it. I like how the teams are looking. I'm excited to see the Valkyries play. Because, you know, you've seen Kaden Unrivaled. I'm pretty sure everyone's seen Kaden Unrivaled.
Right.
She is going to go. Bro, she is going to be scary next season. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, like, when I'm watching Unrivaled and, you know, I see Kate playing on that court, I'm like, Kate's going to be a monster. She's going to be scary.
Which is why I never understood why she was even available.
You know, I don't either, man, to be honest with you. I really don't. So I don't know what would be going on, you know. I feel like it's good for Kate. Like, she's gonna be able to get some more minutes that she deserves, you know. And I'm excited to see her play. I'm excited to see the Sparks play, and not just because, well, actually partially because, you know, KP's on the team, but I mean, LA is gonna be the Sparks. That lineup, man, it's nasty, bro.
Oh, speaking of minutes, that's one of the reasons why Sid left. Because she said she feels that she's going to be more utilized now.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than it being a sad thing that she left, she loved it. You know, it was great. She's been through a lot. I mean, well, getting more minutes. Because, you know, Sid's a good player, man. Like,
right.
We've seen her play, but she gets off that bench. She's like a total, like, energy. Like, she changes the energy. The energy shift. That's what it is. I remember every time during the Aces games that we've been to, I'm pretty sure you felt it too, but the moment Sid gets on that court, the energy just shifts.
Oh, it's like an eruption.
Exactly. Like everyone, man, because the way she's just an energy shifter. Like, so, I mean, losing her sucked really bad, but, you know, being an Aces fan, you just gotta, like, it's always up to them, to be honest. Like, I mean, as much as greedy as I was to keep Sid and, like, KP and, you know, Tip and all of that, I understand why they did in the first place. So, I mean,
right.
So, I mean, losing my favorite players sucked real bad. But, I mean, I'm excited to see them shine somewhere else, you know, where they can really, like, be utilized more. Like you said, especially with minutes, because Sid's definitely going to get some more minutes over there in Indiana. Despite how the Indiana fans, you know, they said about her, you know, we're not going to talk about that because I don't want to start nothing.
Right.
But, I mean, like, it sucked. But, I mean, it was, I feel like it'd be good for her. I feel like she needs that. So, I mean, got that, got the fresh start. I mean, shoot, I'm just very excited for this season to start. Like, so much has happened the past, like, 2 weeks. And like I say, y'all, we've been a little behind, you know, Dre's under the weather, but now we're here, we're back, and we gonna keep it going. But there's been a lot. Before we end this, is there anything else you would like to add here before we tap on out of here, bro?
Oh yeah. I know it might be irrelevant, but I'm still looking for them Unrivaled jerseys, just to put that out there. They still ain't available. They still are not available. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I need one, like, yesterday. So we need to fix that, because I've been trying to get a family jersey since week one, and the only person I've seen with one is Jimmy Butler.
The whole, yeah, that's true.
And I don't think that's right.
Yeah.
I even DM Sat too. Talking about some when the judges gonna be available. She didn't even say nothing. A cold piece of work.
I just want myself a Kate Martin jersey.
I'm trying to get these jerseys, man.
I just want these jerseys. That's what I'm saying. But from what I've heard, since you're talking about that, I think someone talked about that. I mean, thanks Twitter. I think they were saying the reason why they haven't really like made it or something. It's something with their name. I don't know what they mean by the names. Can they just put their nickname or something on it? And they don't want to. I don't know. Something with their names and why it's not being sold. I don't know.
Man, I'll take a bootleg jersey at this point.
That what I'm saying. Everyone, you know, Unravel.
You can give me a Phantom jersey with an F. I wouldn't listen.
Let me get myself a nice Laces jerseys. You know what? I'll be in Miami in 2 weeks. I'll go talk to them and see what's up. And be like, yo, so where the jerseys at, man? I've been trying to get myself a Kate Martin jersey or a Tiffany Hayes jersey, like since like Run Rival starts. Like, you know, what's the issue? You know?
Right.
I'll even take a Laces jersey that says Money Martin on the back. You know, it doesn't have to say Martin. It could say Money Martin on the back, you know? What? But I mean, shoot, other than that, man, it was where I am. Well, me, I'm pretty sure you are too. We're both excited for this WNBA season to start, despite, you know, the losses we have got. But it's okay. But whatever, you know, it's just, I think it's good. We're excited. I know you're excited. I'm very excited myself for this season.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely excited.
I miss KP Hoops. I miss Jackie Hoops. I mean, Jackie played an Unrivaled, but she got hurt. I'm pretty sure she got hurt again, so I couldn't really watch Jackie Hoops as much as I used to. I miss Asia Hoops. And speaking of Asia Hoops, this is totally off topic too, but her A1s, she drops her little teaser of A1s. I'm waiting for May so I can cop myself a little pair of A1s for myself. Because those are nice.
Man.
Those are nice. But I get as much as I want to talk about this, we'll get back to that in the next episode. But we're excited for the WNBA season. Also excited for Unrivaled, since we were just talking about Unrivaled jerseys, all that. But thank y'all for listening, watching, tuning in. If y'all are watching, I'm sorry about the camera. I don't know, on my end, his camera was turning off. I don't know about y'all, but I mean, it was just, you know, I'm glad you were able to bear with us here, and you know, this was a good episode.
Right.
And I'm glad you're back, bro. Like, it's been a minute, man. I mean, like, I was like,
yeah,
my boy Dre.
It feels good to be back. I'm not gonna lie. That sickness was, it felt like I was in the ring with Tank Davis. It was not
that
working
bad
for you, boy.
That
yeah.
Man,
it
right,
was horrible.
Man.
I was out here drinking cough medicine and melatonin just so I can sleep.
So you can sleep? Yep, man. I'm glad you're feeling so much better, bro. And we can finally go back to what we was talking about. There's a lot. Y'all, we have a lot coming up, but we're not going to share that now. We'll wait for the go-to to actually share what's happening with what we got going on. You know what I'm talking about, bro. We ain't gonna spoil so much.
If you want to know, stay tuned into the next episode to find out.
Yes, sir. Or ma'am. You know, I'm not gonna assume any genders here. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for listening. So much for watching, if you're watching this. And we'll see y'all in the next episode that will be coming up very soon. All right, T. Stay true. Stay safe to yourself. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Unrivaled, AU, even all that. All right, I'm gonna stop talking now.
Take care of yourself and each other.
Yes, sir. All right, y'all. Have a good one.